I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For Thompson, and for the first time in his career, he scores touchdowns in back-to-back games.
Chris Thompson had a day. 61-yard touchdown run. Another score on a toss to the left. He won a foot race to the pylon. Caught three balls for 29 yards. Where would the Redskins' offense have been without him yesterday? Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, welcome back. Why did Washington win? That is the question at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who gets the credit for the victory? You heard our thoughts. I think the ability to stay balanced, dominate the trenches, run the ball as effectively as they did, set some things up in the passing game on a final drive where the Rams were worn down. Redskins were able to march 10 plays and 80 yards and put the game away. Also, turnover margin, plus two. You didn't turn the ball over. You generated two takeaways. When you're on the road and you're plus two in margin, you give yourself a really good chance.
They were effective and stuck with what was effective, especially in that first half. They went to that well too many times where people would have celebrated them from committing to the run. They weren't going to score until they executed through the pass game. Jamison Crowder had three first down catches in adverse down and distance situations, including a second and 17, a third and 18 he had a first down catch on, all on scoring drives. Terrell Pryor had a huge, massive play when he wasn't targeted very often in this game. And one of the times he was targeted previously, the classic Terrell Pryor drop, the oh my bad on that play, certainly was. Then, of course, Mason Foster's game-stealing winning play of an interception.
Mason Foster, who dislocated his shoulder earlier in the game, popped it back into place and came back onto the field.
You know, I wish he'd seen that, had been in person to see it. He was in attendance the day before in Los Angeles with Sua Cravens. Just an FYI, would have loved for you to have seen that in person. Some guys that want it so bad and they can't understand someone not wanting it that bad. Just a thought.
By the way, it's not just Mason Foster toughing out injuries. Jordan Reed came back from an injury yesterday.
Norman.
Josh Norman, Zach Brown, both left the field needing attention, being tended to by the medical staff, only to return and make massively critical stops for Washington defensively. Edward Bladensburg, why did the Redskins beat the Rams?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you why they beat them. The Redskins ran the football and had over 200 or around 225 yards rushing. The rushing game put the St. Louis Rams defense on their heels and on the field for over 36 minutes. And when you're able to sustain drives for 6 to 8 minutes like the Redskins did, they're going near the rest of the first quarter. Okay, and you get points on the board, including touchdowns. Like, you're allowing your defense to come back on the field with momentum and do what the Redskins do. This year's defense in two games has been better than the Redskins of all of last year. It's just that simple. They are more aggressive under Greg Minuski. All these players come back from injury, and then Mason Foster gets an interception after dislocating his shoulder. This defense, for whatever reason, has more fire under Greg Minuski than they did the other coach. That is why the Redskins won. It's hard to say who was the best out of both sides of the ball. I'm sorry. They both played pretty darn well. Thanks for taking my call.
Good call, bud. Thanks for making it.
I'm going to get to the defense in a second. Cleaning up some of the numbers you alluded to in the running game. 229 yards on 39 total rushes. 5.9 per carry on average for the Redskins. They had three tackles for a loss for three minus plays. Additionally, had an aborted snap where Cousins had to fall on a ball.
Yep.
And a fumbled toss to Chris Thompson, which watered a couple of those first down plays down. But to only have the three minus plays was a big deal. But it's easy to stick with the run when you are ahead of the sticks.
Yeah, when you're ripping them off.
I mean, you're going four, five, six at a time, and now it's second and manageable, five or six at a time, 4 yards needed on second down. You can run it again because even if you get stuffed, it's third and I'm going to get it.
The Thompson 61-yarder is going to help some averages. I don't take it away, by the way.
It's awesome. What happens in every game.
That's, of course, what happens. But to me, the bigger deal, and I know the 61-yard touchdown is the biggest deal. That was their a big, huge chunk of their offense. The bigger deal, though, is what you're talking about. I'm not even talking about, hey, you ripped off a 21-yarder and 18-yarder in sequence when Rob Kelly did in the second, early on in the second quarter. I'm talking about the just normal NFL offense first down runs that aren't going for a negative two that set up an impossible down and distance that the Redskins had to overcome in week one. Normal running plays. Just average, league average, normal running things. That's a victory for this team. That's not something they've consistently done under Jay Gruden. Really, he's never really had it. And that's a much bigger deal to me down in, down out.
Pivoting over to Edwards' other point, the defense. And if you want to be like Ed and give us a call, 800-636-1067. We are taking your thoughts on yesterday's game. Why did they win? Who gets the credit? Defensively, they are markedly improved from a year ago. That is unequivocal. Part of it is players. They got horses. They got
more players.
Some Billies and Joes they didn't have, and that always is going to be more important on that side of the ball than X's and O's. Zach Brown, an inside linebacker, best player on this defense, wasn't here last year. DJ Swearinger, an improvement at safety. DeShazer Everett's actually been pretty good. Didn't play a lot last year at safety. Jonathan Allen, drafted in the first round, has helped the defensive line. McGee, tip ball on a pick six last week. McClain, fumble recovery this week. Two new defensive linemen. So those guys have all helped. Minuski and this coaching staff are making an impact, though. Jim Tomsula, our old punching bag with all of his weird comments, is and all the stories about whether or not he farted in a press conference. I mean, the guy is just a silly goose, right?
It was a story that had to be addressed. Yeah. Never forget that. We had to address it. The Niners organization did.
I don't know if we had to address it.
It needed to be addressed.
We chose to address
it. A meeting was had. They decided we need to address whether or not Jim Tomsula tooted at a press conference.
I wouldn't say that.
It happened, Coach. You can't get mad.
You can't lie to us, Jim. We all know what happened.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Would you say that the Redskins' defensive line is benefiting immensely from your tutelage?
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Yeah, it looks like it. Wouldn't you say that the defensive staff put together you're a big part of has had a great start to the season?
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me something, Coach.
Something.
I wouldn't say that.
Wow.
Well, okay.
So you're demanding more from this staff as we move forward.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Okay.
That's clearer.
Torian Gray in the secondary, been very good as well. More technique from guys like Kendall Fuller. But here's your summary of the early defense. Rams come out, get 21 yards and punt. Rams then go three and out and punt back-to-back drives. That was their entire work in the first quarter. They ran nine plays for 30 yards, two punts. First time they touched the ball in the second quarter, first play from scrimmage of the second quarter, by the way, they run for 2 yards and lose a fumble. So the Redskins up at that point 10-0. Would go on to nearly take a 17-0 lead. They miss a couple chances. Goal to go from the four, take a 13-0 lead. Punt, punt, fumble for the Rams offense. Then you had the breakdown on a 70-yard play for a touchdown. That's not a drive. That was a bad play. That was a breakdown off schedule, which is the one area where they've struggled.
This is a really good point by you, by the way. So there are still some big plays that have been allowed. Todd Gurley, who's, I think, excellent. We're going to see that now that he's finally in an NFL offense. Had a couple really nice plays, the hurdles and the touchdown runs and whatever else. But the majority of the big chunk plays that have happened against the Redskins have been on the second wave. Have been
correct.
Simon executed initially, and then the next thing that happens is busted coverage
went
down the field.
58-yarder to open up the Eagles game.
Yeah, the tight end Everett down the field.
Absolutely.
Where there were two guys on one, et cetera.
It's quarterbacks getting out of pockets.
Right.
It's now everyone plaster running all over the place chaotically, and who's going to get open. That's where they've had collapses. The only other touchdown drive they gave up was six plays, 93 yards, and they got gashed on that one. That was their worst drive of the season. But that's the first bad drive, really, in a couple games where you go, they got no answer right now. They cannot get a stop. And that was a net yards of 93 on that drive. 800-636-1067. We will get to your calls next. We've also got a double play coming your way on Grant and Danny. The Beltway Blitz is at noon. We'll cover the Redskins, the Nationals, and the Caps. Back in action with the preseason getting underway tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.